die. Smoking up their day, some kind of hot. It was a soul.
.9 FM, WONY, Oneonta, New York. Red Dragon Radio, always streaming at wonyfm.org. At 11 a.m. Top of the morning to you. Hi. It's old school vinyl. With the old professor. It's a two for Tuesday, as you just heard. In this past set, a couple of songs from James Taylor, Slow Burning Love. Don't forget your Rainy Day Man. Recent days, we lost pop singer from the 50s, 60s, and 70s, Neil Sedaka. So we've got a couple songs in there for him. In memory of. That's When the Music Takes Me from 1975. And before that we heard Love in the Shadows. Again, that's Neil Sedaka, 1976 for that one. Heading into hour two, we'll check our Wony Weekly Update. As card game night from 6 to 10 Friday in Fitzell 105. It's hosted by the Gamers Guild. Join in for a night full of card games and come watch the Guild's Magic the Gathering Tournament. Or maybe a movie perhaps Friday night. Another silly one. Well, EGA is for you from 8 to 9 Friday at the Red Dragon Theater. From 1962, EGA. E-E-G-A-H. Teenagers stumble across a prehistoric caveman who goes on a rampage. There you go. Care for some more silliness? Right back at it Saturday night. 8, Red Dragon Theater from 1928. Come see The Cameraman from 1928. We're hopelessly in love with a woman working at MGM Studios. A clumsy man attempts to become a motion picture cameraman to be close to the object of his desire. Huh? Maybe a theater production fits your fancy? Take in a performance of... how can I say this without the FCC kicking me out? Stupid Bleeping Bird. All right? No. That's Saturday, 7:30 in the Hamblin Theater. In this irreverent, contemporary, and very funny remix of The Seagull, Arden co-founder Aaron Posner scoops up Chekhov's tale of unrequited love, missed opportunities, and misplaced dreams, sets it down squarely in the hustle of the 21st century life. And there are other performances, Stupid Something or Other Bird, Thursday, Friday night, too. Same time, same place, Hamlet Theater. And for more events on campus around Oneonta later this week, be sure to touch base with connect.oneonta.edu/events. continue today, a two for Tuesday. We'll talk about what went on campus this hour in 1976. But weather-wise, careful out there today. We're in a winter weather advisory until 1 o'clock Wednesday morning. We're looking at mixed precipitation with snow, small ice accumulation. That could always make for slippery conditions in foot or driving, so slow down. Don't tailgate. Things will get better tomorrow. Skies will get partly sunny. We'll high of 50 tomorrow. We'll see rain on Thursday, 50 again. So there we go. Business is taken care of. Get back to the music. Vinyl. Old school vinyl. 60s, 70s, 80s. Album cuts. Artists you know. Songs maybe you don't. That's what we do. Old school vinyl. Old professor. 90.9 WONY. Locked.
See this. Thank you. ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Don Myrick. He said, it's all about love. It's all about love. Ooh, baby. It's all about love. Check this out. You hear me?
Thank you.
Space for Rent, 90.9 WONY, old school vinyl at 11:28. We extend the set there. We heard Toto in there, Georgie Porgy. We heard Average White Band, and If I Ever Lose This Heaven. Ah, song to cuddle up. The dorm party with, yeah. Earth, Wind, and Fire and Reasons. Starting us out live, Peter Frampton. Baby, I Love Your Way. An old school vinyl. And the prof. A great opportunity, you know. It waits for you. Your frat, your sorority, around your office. You're looking for something to do, something nice to do. Saturday's Bread is always looking for volunteers. Saturday's Bread serves a hot meal to anyone who needs or wants to share a weekly meal. Saturday's from 11 to 1 at the First United Methodist Church in downtown Oneonta. They need your help with things like prep, serving the meal, no prior training needed or any ongoing commitment of any kind. Saturday's Bread is an all-volunteer program, always needing volunteers. That means you, your frat, your sorority, your office. So if you're interested, call 312-513-0009. That's 312-513-0009. Or call or visit Saturday's Bread's Facebook page. There you go. Public service message for you from 90.9 WON. We move forward along here. Tuesday, the old professor playing the vinyl. 45s, album cuts, artists you know, songs maybe you don't. That's all right. It's a two for Tuesday. We'll get to that in a little while. A little bit of history coming up. 1976 are on campus in a few minutes. Stick around. Keep it locked. 90.9 WONY.
Song is Love and hate. It's a thin line between keep hurting them. She'll keep me in quiet.
She might be holding something inside that really, really hurt you one day.
I see her in the hospital, bandaged from foot to head, in a state of shock, just that much from being dead. You couldn't believe the girl would do something like this. You didn't think the girl had the nerve. But here you are. I guess actions speak louder than words.
It's a thin line between love and hate. It's a thin line between love.
Thank you.
90.9 WONY. At about 11:52, a good morning to you. It's Old School Vinyl with the Old Professor. And we'll kick back a little bit about this time and just kind of reminisce a little bit about stuff going on campus. Back 1976 on this week, and signs across campus could be seen. They say, cut back. We say, fight back. That was the slogan about budget cuts to the SUNY system. A big rally was held Wednesday, March 3rd. Well, how about that? Today, 50 years ago, in the academic quad. Many students wore red armbands, a symbol of the fight back. Oneonta's historic Broad Street, to which generations of railroad workers and college students flocked for its cheap beer, will be abandoned Monday, March 9th. Barricades will be put up on both ends of the street. All the buildings once along the street had been torn down for urban renewal purposes. The street today would be where Muller Plaza is on Main Street, near Foothills, the old train station, Mark's Hotel. You get that neighborhood. On a related note, at 1:45 a.m. Monday, March 1st, the last call was made at the Royal Grill on Broad Street. A bartender and moments later would call out, "Ladies and gentlemen, this establishment is now closed." The all-day closing party had begun at 1 in the afternoon Sunday. Sign over the bar read, "Final closing party all day, all night. Everything must go." Must be consumed. We got things to do. President of the Student Senate, Jay Jacobs, in 1976, told the Senate that a majority of students here at SUCO were in favor of decriminalization of marijuana. Jacobs said the Senate should send letters to Albany, and a petition started. Senate approved the measure. Oneonta's men basketball season came to a sudden end. Plattsburgh beat the Dragons, took the final spot in the SUNYAC tournament. Oneonta didn't receive an expected NCAA invitation to a postseason tournament, but the Lady Dragons were set to move on. I'll keep you in suspense. All right, that's coming up. So that's with life and times around Oneonta, the campus, the community, in 1976. All right. A few more minutes here. I'll stay with you a little bit past noon today. I'm glad you're alongside. It's Old School Vinyl. We'll continue. It's a two for Tuesday. Do that one more time here today. Among other things, get you the weather and other good stuff before we get out of here. So let's get back to it. Old School Vinyl, 90.9 WONY. Keep it locked.
Joy, to make your lifetime make it bright.